We're learning the laws of Shabbos, finishing up Simon Reish Ayin Vav, which discusses a little bit about Amir al-Akam. And we were discussing last time about when it comes to Letzarech Mitzvah, there are certainly reasons to be lenient, and certainly when it comes to a mitzvah which pertains to the rabbin, to the multitude of people, to a shul, or in the event, as the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, that the Erev is down and it needs to be repaired on Shabbos, that one is allowed to ask a non-Jew to repair it, even though that would entail a malacha deraisa, possibly numerous violations of which are really Torah-bound. So by asking a non-Jew to do that, but for the sake of the rabbim, so that people would not be nechshol, that they would not end up violating Shabbos because they wouldn't know better, that is certainly is allowed. We discussed at great length when it came to the sake of a mitzvah. To conclude with the last two sifim, which again discuss concepts of Amir al-Akam, in which just is, of course, just scratching the surface. The Yesh Ner Beveis Yisrael, Uba Eni Yehudi Behidlik Ner Acher, Mutu L'shtamish L'oro Be'od Ner Rishon Doilek. He says that if a person has a candle, and it's Beveis Yisrael, so you already have a house, so it has a little bit of light, it's dim, and an Enu Yehudi comes, v'hidlik ner acher, and he causes that the house is lit much better, he lights other candles. So he says, mutu l'shtamish l'oro, ba'od ner rishon doilek, provided that that first light is still kindled, the one which was there before the Enu Yehudi came, one is allowed to derive benefit from the lighting of this the other candles. And the idea behind this, as is brought down in Sfarim, is this is an idea of an added benefit. That, as we mentioned, a direct benefit, that is an issue of Amir al-Akam. That we can't ask a non-Jew to do for us. However, in the event that we already have some light in the room, and then we would have an Eni Yehudi turn on light, which would just enhance or make it a little bit lighter, that's not considered to be an issue. And therefore, based on this, in the event that, let's say it's during the day, Shabbos day, and not necessarily do you have candles burning, but you may have windows in which light is coming in. So the fact that it's not pitch black, that there's already light in the room, the fact that an Eni Yehudi would come and be mosif, would just add benefit, would add this light, that again causes it to be less problematic, and therefore Amir al-Akam were more lenient with. And the last halacha, which is sefei, which we've touched upon in the past, is the following. It says, Baratzos karos, in a place where one is in a cold climate, mutu le'eni Yehudi lasos medura b'shvil hakatanim, one is allowed to instruct a non-Jew to make a fire, a medura, like a torch, in for the sake of katanim. And we said previously that the Ramah holds that when it comes to katanim, we consider them as a chola she'en bo sakana. We don't take chances when it comes to a child. Therefore, they fall under the category as someone who is sick, not life-threatening, and therefore we're very lenient to allow Amir al-Akam when it comes for the sake of a child. And therefore, he says that if it's cold, then certainly one b'shvil katanim is permissible to tell this non-Jew to kindle a flame so that the house will be warm. V'afil b'shvil hagadol. And then the Mechaber continues and says it's not limited to children, but it's even those who are of the age of majority. Mutar im hakor gadol. If let's say it is really cold, shakol cholim etzel hakor. He says the reason why, even though it's an added benefit, but because when it comes to cold, everyone halakhically is considered to be a chola. Everyone is considered to be a chola shein bo sakana. And therefore, if you would be in a room in which is cold, and if a person would stay in that room for an extended period of time, let's say, for example, a shul, and they forgot to turn on the heat, and by staying in the shul for a couple of hours could easily cause a person to get sick. So at that state already, even though you may not be walking out with a cold, then in reality is you're automatically called a chol shein, shein bo sakana. And therefore, to instruct an Ein Yehudi to turn on the heat is permissible. I probably should have given the example in one's home, because as we said, in the event that one's in a shul, we're certainly more lenient, because that's considered to be a sake of, for the sake of a mitzvah. Not only for the sake of a mitzvah, but that's also b'makom mitzvah the rabbim. It's not just an individual, but it's for the multitude. It's for an entire shul. It's a group of people. It's for a community. In that situation, we're much more lenient. I was discussing a couple days ago with someone about the opposite situation. What happens if in the summer it's really hot and the air conditioner is not on? So we don't have a principle that you're considered to be a chol shein bo sakana because it's too hot. The whole principle is only that when it comes to being cold, halacha says that you can certainly instruct an Ein Yehudi. The question is when it comes to the reverse. And one individual was possibly saying that when it comes to a person nowadays, in which it used to be a more of a luxury to have air conditioning, it's become more of a necessity. And to be able to consider a person to stay in a room for hours on end without an air conditioner, perhaps also could one could be lenient. But again, this is only referring to one's home. We're dealing with an individual who wishes to instruct an Ein Yehudi to do something for the sake of the rabbim, and certainly for the sake of a mitzvah, such as for the sake of a shul. And because people are going to be wanting to daven, if there's no air conditioner, people are not going to want to daven, they may leave, or certainly they won't daven with the same kavana, it won't be enjoyable, then certainly when it comes to that, when it comes to Amir al-Akam, that's another area in which one can be lenient.